The Reds and the Padres have the second and third overall picks, respectively, of Monday's MLB draft. More on that momentarily. We pick it up bottom one, Padres down 2-0.
Here now is Solarte, the former Yankee product who has really found a home here in San Diego, and he bounces it into center field. And the run will score to make it a 2-1 ball game. Boy, did he take advantage of that shift. Here's a line drive over third and down the left field line. That's going to get one run in. That's going to get another run in. And again, Duvall having all sorts of problems coming up with that ball in the left field corner. Be that as it may, a two-run double by Hedges. And San Diego has jumped out in front 3-2. And it is beginning to be a very bad night for Bronson Arroyo. 2-1 pitch to Cordero, and that one is a fly ball hit back into deep left field. That ball is gone. Opposite field, two-run home run by Cordero, his first home run. And San Diego has scored five times in the inning, and only one man has been retired, and the Padres have a 6-2 lead. And the pitch, and a swing, and a fly ball to center. Hamilton going back and looking, and that's gone. Solarte straight away. It is 7-2 in favor of San Diego, and six runs have crossed the plate here in the second inning.
Ground ball right side, a 45 hopper into right field. Here comes the runner Cordero to the plate. 8-2 Padres. Will Myers just reached out and flipped the ball to the right side of the infield.
The Padres breeze past the Reds 9-3. The Padres selected high school pitcher Mackenzie Gore with the third overall pick of the MLB draft, while the Reds chose high school pitcher Hunter Green one pick before them at number two. The Reds put up two runs in the top of the first, but from there, it was all downhill as the Reds suffered a 9-3 loss at the hands of the Padres on Monday night. Here is Arroyo speaking to the media following the game.
Felt good. It was a big ballpark, cool night, not going to burn a lot of energy. You know, I've been comfortable pitching here for the last, probably 5 years. So, gave it the one in the first inning on that opposite field ground ball. I thought, oh, we'll weather the storm. And then before I knew it, there was a six spot on the board. So it was just one of those things. I couldn't stop the train from rolling downhill. And then, it was just a matter of trying to get deep in the game and not destroy the bullpen.
Brian talked about you trying to manage, it's uncharted waters, trying to manage with velocity 82 to 85. What's it been like to try to, are you trying to reinvent your game out there? Is it that far?
No, I'm not trying to reinvent it, but, it's strange. You know, like you said, I'm in a predicament that not many people have been in at an age coming off two surgeries. And, my arm is feeling much better than it was early in the year, but yet the velocity seems to be down a little bit. So, it's strange. You know, the harder I'm working in between starts, trying to throw a little bit more long toss and throwing a little bit harder in my bullpens to kind of work on some things, it doesn't necessarily seem like it's translating to having crisper stuff out on the mound. So, we just go back to the drawing board and try to evaluate and see if you can just get the best out of your arm every fifth day, whatever that may be, whether it's resting a little bit more or pushing a little harder. We've been doing that for a while and I hadn't seen it be working. So, we'll just put your shoes back on tomorrow and try to get after it.
Are you still confident you can make strides and get to where you want to be this season?
Yeah, I think I can. I mean, I've improved in a couple areas tonight. I had a better command of the fastball now, or half the plate a little bit. We kind of toyed with a couple of things, and I think I've found the answer to that for the ball coming back to the middle of the plate a bunch. But, these guys were just all over me tonight. I mean, it looked like they knew what was coming half the time. And, but I'm definitely confident that, the thing is I've given this team an opportunity to win about every other time out, And like I've said earlier in the year, I mean, you got to be a big league pitcher, you got to do it two out of every three. You got to give your team a chance to win 20 out of 30 times. And I'm doing it half and half. So, I've got to catch a streak here where I can kind of put, two, three good quality outings together. If not, I'm sure there's going to be come a time when someone is going to take my spot if I don't get it done.
Clayton Richard squares off with Scott Feldman on Tuesday.